I'd let Stevie Lock J bang me.
Radio.
I'd let Stevie J pound me. Oh, yeah, why not? Who wouldn't let Stevie J pound them? Okay, let's take some calls. Okay. The number is 563-999-3658. All right, 9429, you're live on the air. Talk to me.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm really excited that you're on Fox Soul this week. I'm going to try to tune in.
Did you enjoy the show?
Yes, I really did. You're doing great, Armand. I could tell that you just, I don't know, it's just something about you when you're on Fox Soul. I don't know, but I love it. I'm tuning in this week. You go.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say about the Diddy thing, he is a weirdo. It's a solidified thing that's, like, not anything new. The thing with Young Miami, though, is, like, I've always gotten a bad vibe about her, but this
yes.
kind of solidifies that for me. There has to be some truth to this. I was just so caught off guard by how quick his lawyers put out a statement saying that this is completely false and that he's looking for a payday. I think there has to be some sort of truth to it. I need to see the receipt of Stevie J, because if that's in the lawsuit, that it's a screen grab, then it has to be, you know, like, where's the rest
yes,
of it?
Yes, I want
to
see that video.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I wonder if that goes to trial. Is that in L.A.? Because I'll have to be there for that.
Yeah, you will. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say. We need to see the receipts. Diddy's a weirdo. So is Young Miami. That's all.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's move on. 4928, you're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Okay, so I feel like it's starting to be, like, too many of these accusations going on with Diddy. Like, he obviously has something going on. And I feel like if the tape with Stevie J is true, I feel like it was on some diabolical stuff. Like, Diddy made him do it at gunpoint for, like, bribery stuff, and he, like, kept it in his archive, like, showing it. What you think?
Oh, so you think Diddy made him do it? So you think Diddy bribed him, like, okay, you got to do this to be in so that I could, like, use it against you later?
Or, like, maybe he owed him money or, you know, because, you know, Diddy kind of like a drug, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
So
But Diddy said, like, remember, there were supposed to be gunshots outside the studio. There was. The police came there. A man did get shot. A man did get shot. There's, so some of this stuff is true.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, everybody is not lying. And I don't feel like – and here's the thing. I don't feel like Cassie lied about nothing.
Nope. She,
and so
it's
I feel like
– to not be real tea. It's too detailed to not be real tea.
Yeah. And so but now my thing is this person is giving kind of detailed information too, but it sounds similar to what Cassie is saying and the amount, and it's Tyrone Blackburn. So I'm like, he's going to need a little bit more receipts from me because it's not nothing different. He's kind of, you know, regurgitating Cassie's story.
Yeah, he's definitely going to have to come up with some kind of receipts because he's saying a lot of stuff and we don't know who this person is, like, what his affiliation was and, like, where the timeline fits. So we need, like, more information and we need receipts to go with it as well. And then also, how do you feel about Al calling Star Jones a big back on the show earlier?
Oh, what did you think about that?
I said, oh, that was so shady. He told me, so, yeah, I dated a big back. Who else are we going to think that is? Because that's the only person we know Al to be dating. And he's going to talk about a big back. I said, oh, he called Star Jones a big back.
What? That a mess?
He's going to have to address that next
week. Oh, child, Al is probably
sure
there.
But all right, that's all I had to say. Thank you, Armand.
Thank you, Bull.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Now, child, Big Mac is crazy. And that was my thing when it came to the Charlamagne situation. I just kind of felt like, Charlamagne, what if somebody would have called your wife, you know, an insecure woman because she sat with you through cheating multiple times on her, you know, if she didn't love herself, but they just said, you know, she's insecure, she don't love herself because she stayed with a man that, you know, cheated on her multiple times and then have sexual allegations against him, but she just stayed for the money. You know, like, you can't make people feel bad because they make mistakes and they fall, and a person makes them fall. We've all fallen short and fallen in love with somebody that wasn't really meant for us, and we didn't really understand who they were, but we thought they were somebody else. So to just make it seem like that could only be big back people or fat people or something like that, I thought that was pretty lame. And I also feel like that was lame because if she was a celebrity, he wouldn't have done that. And I feel like he took a cheap shot on that girl because he knew that he could get away with it. I didn't like that. Okay. 3253, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
Oh, my God. I think, honestly, I probably would have let Stevie J smash as well because, I don't know, it's just like with me, I'm kind of looking at it like I probably would have let him get the golden ticket. Like, I would allow his donut, his banana to hit my donut because, I don't know, but it's just crazy. I don't know. This allegations, it's just like 2023 wasn't Diddy's year. And I don't think 2024 is going to be Diddy's year. I think it's just like the end of Diddy this year.
Yeah. How did you, watch like, Fox All?
Yes, I did. You did so great. That was my first time watching you. I just didn't like the other co-host. I think his name was Al or something.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, you literally said the same thing as him. And he was like, oh no. I was like, what? Like, it was just, I don't know. And then, you know, like, I really agreed with your point when it came down to Wendy Williams because, honestly, after me watching the series and everything, I just was so, like, I think I was going to, like, not watch the last episode because I was like, oh, my God, this, why are they exploiting her like this? Why do they have Wendy looking like this? But it's just, like, to see that they want to basically make sure that, you know, like, she's good at the end of the day. And I like how, you know, I don't know. How do you feel about the girl Sean? Who was taking her?
Yeah.
You know,
I don't like Sean. I don't like Sean at all.
Yeah,
Sean is
I
a mess.
Like
and they got rid
I'm
of
like,
Sean.
Yes. I was like, why do you have her drinking? Why do you have her, like, you see everybody else is trying to, like, take the drinks away from her and everything. Why do you have her drinking? And then, for like, I didn't like to see Wendy like that, you know, like, talking to the nail person, like, stop. I was like, what are you doing? I was like, why do they have, like, for them to have the intrepidity, the audacity, the rashness to have Wendy like that, it was just, like, a hot ass. I mean, ooh. So sorry.
You good.
I know you be very big on
Yeah, and you about to go now. Love you. Okay. 3223, you live on the air. Talk to me, baby.
Hi, Armand.
Yes.
Lisa.
Hey, what's going on?
Let me just tell you real quick. You are looking good. Your outfit is
Thank
popping.
You.
Your nails is popping. You looking
yes.
good.
Yes.
So, look, I want to see what Stevie's they working with. Like,
me too.
I mean, okay, where can we find the video? Like, where is that? Right?
I know. I'm trying to see what's going on.
But anyway, I love what you're doing. I'm not going to say
Thank
no
you.
Names, but it's a whole lot of ugly trolls
just,
you know, snapping with your
Ooh.
Name in their mouth. But we
Ooh,
love you.
Well, they are. Well, they,
and
listen, that's the best that they can do because they will never be on my level. We're on a whole other level. These bitches is out of my league. Okay? We're not the
period,
same.
Period, baby.
That's just what
anyway,
it's given, okay?
Yes, exactly. But
you.
I love you and keep it as it.
All right, thank you. Love you, too. All right. Let's go. All right, 9762, you live on the air.
Hey, Amon, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on? I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. I'm liking, I mean, listen, I think you had a really good day today. I like your interview with Storm. It was really fun. I like to see brothers up here doing good and
yes.
giving advice to the people. So I really enjoyed that. The Star Jones comment in the Fox Soul show earlier was a little, he didn't mention her name, but that was a little crazy. But when it comes to Stevie J, I think that the people who are calling in said they want, you know, to make the bottle come or whatever. I think whatever anybody do with Stevie J, they better make sure they wear 3 condoms. You know, we don't want nobody getting
Ooh.
No problems. We don't want that, and especially it's not for you, Mr. Armand. We don't want you to have no problem. So we definitely gonna make sure he's tested and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
but
me and Stevie J could do a little oral and stuff. You know what I mean? A little spread or a little Texas
right.
hold'em, spread him and things like that. You know, eat his
probably.
Blood and you know do a little sucky here and there, a little ball gargle.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
a little Summer Soaker, shoot him up in my face, and face, let's go face for face. Things like that. We don't have to do the full penetration. Yeah, you know, something like.
Well, anything safe. Anything safe. But I'm going to say,
yeah,
you know what?
Absolutely. For sure.
Right. So I'm going to say, me too, the PDD thing. This is one thing I want to say before the other calls call in. I want to ask you, so that him being exposed for his alleged crimes, of course, is coming up over and over and over. I personally feel, and I'm going to ask you because you've seen this stuff go on in your reporting, do you think that, and I'm not even joking, do you think that he will survive physically? Because I feel like if a person is constantly being exposed, I don't know. I just feel like maybe something might crazy might happen to himself because a lot of mysterious things happen to the people around him. Someone, if he keeps on getting exposed, will he perish, basically?
Well, that's a heavy one. I don't know if he'll die from an exposure, but I don't want to see nobody die. So I don't know. I don't want to put that on a man, but I definitely think he can go to jail or he'll pay, like his career be done.
Because I think that he might be in the league of, like, the Jeffrey Epstein or something. Like, when that
No, you think he might kill himself?
Well, you know what? They said Jeffrey killed himself or it was some kind of mystery. I think that when it gets this dark with the people, the things that people do, it just seems like life or the universe or whatever, something happens. And, you know, I think that there's victims out here who are hurt, devastated, destroyed, and, you know, sometimes that balance comes right back on you. And so, I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah.
All right,
so,
well, thank you.
Okay.
Have a good day. Love you. All right. We got into some things. All right. So, we're going to wrap here. I just wanted to come on for a quick second and kiki with you guys and get into some things. Now, we're going to wrap it here.